Boston. Proper noun. Capital city of Massachusetts. Home to such bands as Aerosmith, the Dropkick Murphys, the Dresden Dolls, and Super Time Pilot.
Bastard. Noun. An overconfident person who's always right.
Brigade. Noun. A team of people out to protect and promote what is right.
Boston Bastard Brigade. A group of friends from the Boston area that talk about a wide range of topics in the field of entertainment and sports. However, they do not report on anything that's only been in the tabloids. After all, this isn't the Alabama Asshole Association.
Goddamn better believe it.
Fucking assholes. Yeah. Sit down south and, you know, stop marrying your cousins.
And that includes sleeping with them.
No. Indeed.
And your dogs and your moms and your sisters and...
Yeah. Really, really, if you know them on a first name basis, don't do them.
Especially if they're all the same person.
Oh. Yeah.
My mommy and my daddy are the same person. Don't ask questions.
Welcome to the Boston Bastard Brigade.
We are bastards.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 8. Boston Powers or Butcher?
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our hearts and for Boston, since we've come to play. For hero, for the hearts of true, and the cause of the heights to damage and over. For Boston, for Boston, to the echoes ring out there.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Shades Blackflame.
Luonic.
And Anvil.
And remember, our website is bostonbastardbrigade.com. Check out our email address to send us anything from feedback to requests at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
And check out our new video we put up.
Yep, on our website. Which leads us to our first topic of sports.
Sports! That's me! Sorry!
It's Anvil Sports.
Yay, sports is awesome. Well, this week in sports, ladies and gentlemen.
For the week of August 23rd.
Thank you. He knows dates, I'm stupid. Red Sox won 4 out of the last 5 games. They only lost 1 to the White Sox, took 3 out of 4 from them. They won last night in a very good game against Toronto.
Yeah, it was tied right up to the end.
Veritek made a great play at the plate to stop a run in the 8th inning. Go for Tech. Player of the week actually was David Ortiz.
Yeah.
3 doubles, 3 home runs. The man did it. He's playing like Ortiz. What can I say?
It's like his fuck you to the New York Post.
Exactly.
New York Times.
That whole list thing is bullshit. It's been said over and over. A federal judge is now looking for jobs. Of the federal agents that took it, because they only had a warrant for 10 names, and they took everybody.
Really?
Yeah, so they broke a search warrant, and they will most likely lose their job when the judge finds out.
Uh-oh, someone's fucked.
Yeah, basically.
Well, except for A-Rod, I believe that shit.
Well, yeah. He admitted that he did take certain things. Ortiz, you know, he said that his name was on the list, but he didn't take anything. And that's guys like him that need to get their name cleared.
Yeah.
I'm A-Rod, and this is my magical needle that will give me magical sports powers.
That's right.
Roar!
Holy shit.
Last night's game, Beckett looked like shit. He's allowed like 10 home runs in the last.
He dinged a motherfucker off the head.
Well, no. He caught him off the brim. It's different.
Oh, bullshit.
The guy was leaning
on the top
in.
Of the head.
The guy was leaning. He was trying to like blow his bat or something. back in action last night were our New England Patriots in the 3rd preseason.
Yep.
We won against the Washington Redskins. Brady hooked up with Randy Moss for 2 beautiful touchdown passes. I'm so excited about the season. Elsewhere in sports, Texas did lose.
Yeah.
Yankees, well, fuck the Yankees, nobody cares. Texas lost, and now we're 2.5 games up in the wild card. But, I mean, when it comes to baseball, it's not over till it's over.
Right.
So, basically, it's not over till the fat lady sings. And I heard they just ordered a forklift to get on to Texas to tell them that they're going to lose. So,
Well, actually, the fat lady's currently in Detroit just preparing for the Lions season to begin.
Well, actually, the Lions are playing the Colts today. And last I saw the score, Lions were beating the Colts.
Really?
They were winning 10-7 at the half. Peyton Manning sucks balls. And they're his brothers.
Oh, wait. So
they must be from Alabama.
That's the baseball thing with the Red Sox.
Yes.
What about the Nick Green pitching?
Oh, yes, yes.
That
yes.
was some good shit.
Thank you. I almost forgot. The other day, in the one loss to the White Sox, Takeshi Tagawa sucked balls. One game, he destroys the Yankees, makes them look like little bitches. And then he gets lit up like a Christmas tree for 9 runs over 4.
Not saying that we don't like him. He
just
he's
a rookie. He just it happens.
You guys have to, like, just figure out their whole chi and whatnot. Yeah. When it
chi,
comes to sports.
Karma, he's got to find something.
Yeah.
He better, you know, even if he turns to the roid. He's a little tiny Japanese dude, but people would probably notice. You know, we had a couple guys come in and play. The final 2 innings were pitched by Nick Green, who's a shortstop. And never pitched one day at all in pro. He threw 2 scoreless innings, allowing no hits, walk 3.
He did 90 miles per hour, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was fucking great. That's
so,
fantastic.
I mean, it was pretty cool. I was happy. You know, I wish we won and swept the White Sox, but the White Sox are a bunch of little pansy bitches. They stole the Sox because they thought they were as cool as the Red Sox. They'll never be as cool as us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in sports, Mr. Toots himself, Tiger Woods, agreed to play in the Deutsche Bank Championship.
Deutschland, Deutschland, Deutschland.
Why are we singing in German?
Get that smile off your face, you very happy bastard.
But I like smiling. It makes me happy.
Shut up. Little League World Series is being played. It will be finishing up this weekend.
Did we hear anything
Go
more?
U.S.!
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we hear anything more about Brady? Because he kind of got smushed last night by a big fan.
He got hit. It happens. He'll yeah. be back.
Okay, so he didn't...
With a vengeance.
He'll be back!
And if he can't be back, he'll be Beethoven.
But...
Thank you, Mussolini.
Fuck you, I'm Stalin. Get it right. I'm from Russia, not Italy.
No, no, Mussolini was the one who used to pound his fist like this. Stalin was the one with the shoe going boom, boom,
yes,
boom.
Yes, but he also pounded one fist. Mussolini was 2.
Oh, okay.
All right, fuck the history
what
time.
What the hell does it matter?
9999, okay.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Okay, mein Führer, shut the fuck up.
At Fenway Park, they're going to actually have the Winter Classic played at Fenway Park. Bruins against the Flyers.
And how are they even going to set that up? That's what I'm wondering.
It's not that hard. They're just going to put down a layer of, you know, like, ground, mm-hmm. build the ring on the outside, and then you just fill it up.
Oh, yeah.
But Boston College playing BU for men and BC playing UNH for women on Fenway Park.
Sweet. Just make sure that they remember to take the ice out afterwards. You don't want to see all the baseball players slipping and falling.
I disagree. That would actually get me to watch.
Truthfully, I'd pay $1 million to watch Jacoby Ellsbury run and slide across it to make a catch. I don't know about you.
It's the Red Sox on ice!
But picture
featuring
this.
The music of Philip Glass.
They turn it the other way. It's going towards home base. Ellsbury jumps out, makes a dive, slides all the way to home, and tags out the guy going from third. Come on, you know you'd laugh.
Dude, if they left the ice in, I might actually start watching sports.
Well, then you should start
ice
watching
baseball.
Football. Because, you know, when it gets really cold out, it's like the plane on ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny.
But baseball on ice.
Oh,
just think about it.
I do have to say one thing. Blues street hockey team, they're actually on a slight winning streak. They won 3 games in a row.
Okay, who'd you pay off?
They're only 3 games of the year.
They got them we brought them to Hooters, so they had titties and beer. Lots and lots of titties and beer.
I'm sorry, I lost you at titties.
Okay.
What happened was they found this fat guy and put a wig on him and had him lift up his shirt and everybody thought they were real titties. They finally realized at the end of the game it was a guy and they were all going home to, you know.
Right.
We're not going to finish that sentence. But we all know what I'm talking about.
We got one last game until the
playoffs
and I'm just kind of foobarred because college is starting back up.
Yeah. And I'm actually excited. Starting September 13th, me, Blue, and my little bastard brother, Juggernaut, we're going to be playing flag football for a league.
Nice.
Because unfortunately I got injured and I couldn't play you know, my regular season this
try
year.
Try not to fall on anyone pro. And kill him.
Yeah, for you see, Angelo is a member of the Boston Bandits.
That's right. Yeah. You know, go Bandits. You know, good luck this season. You know, I'm out there with you in heart. Can't play. But you know what?
Supported by the Triple B.
That's right. I got, you know, cleared to play the flag football. My doctor thinks that'll strengthen my knee so I can be out there playing with him next year.
Huzzah!
And I just got to remember, no hitting the quarterback. Just pull his flag.
Exactly. Not crush anyone.
We're taking bets right now. You can actually put it online on how many penalties you think I'm going to get this year, because I'm going to forget and ram somebody.
The answer is 37.
I started this yesterday as soon as I found out, and I actually got somebody who actually said 58. I have 58 penalty vote already.
Nice.
So, you know, send it to our MySpace we'd like to hear. And I do want to actually throw one thing out now that sports are technically over. I've gotten support from a lot of people. I was kind of stupid the other day and deleted an email, which I don't know if Blue told you about.
Fucking jackass.
This woman from Iowa sent us a list of movies that she'd like to see.
What?
Or for
Please
us to
tell
see.
Me you retrieved it from the trash can.
Well, no. I got it was on our MySpace, but I did write down all the movies before I hit the wrong button.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Iowa, guys. Iowa.
Yes.
What was her name?
Dude, what was her name? I can't remember. I told you. It began with an A. I'm sorry.
Mademoiselle from Iowa, we appreciate it greatly, and we'll look into those movies.
Abigail?
That's it, Abigail. Thank you.
Abigail, thank you
for the list. We love fan support and fan input.
Well, for fuck's sake, please, hold on, I'm sorry. For fuck's sake, give us some fucking input. We put out articles, we put out all this other stuff. Give us some fucking input. I need some input. And I also mean, the podcast.
The more people give us input, the better we can do.
Well, she gave a list of 12 movies. 80% of them we planned on seeing anyway, but the other ones sound pretty good.
Nice.
One that we weren't planning on was Jennifer's Body, which is the one with Megan Fox where she plays the vampire.
Personally, I'll go see it with you guys so we can review it, but I'm not, like, waiting for
exactly.
That one looks too much like another teeny bopper
it's
drama.
Well, it's R-rated.
Yeah, she rips somebody apart, apparently.
It has potential.
She kills a bunch of guys.
And it's from Diablo Cody who did Juno. She won an Oscar.
I love Diablo Cody.
She's the
NCIS.
Main character from...
She did NCIS.
Yeah, but she...
No, wait, I'm sorry. That's the wrong part. That's Cody DiPablo. Sorry.
Yeah. But she's the one who actually played Juno, right?
No.
No.
I forget who played Juno, but I know Michael Cera played the boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I know there's one he's making fun of for movies.
Did we just break into movie section?
Well, more or less.
We kind of migrated into it.
Well, isn't that what's next? Anyway?
No, video games is, but we can move that around.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's because, you know, we were touching that. You know, Blue's making fun of one that was on the list that actually looks really, really funny. It's called Couples Retreat.
That one looks like it has potential.
It does.
But it looks like it's
going to fall on its face at the end.
I don't know. It might.
That's not my feeling. My feeling is this one could go either way. It could either be a really good movie or it could blow chunks.
Exactly. Well, as Jason Bateman...
And it kind of looks like a half forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of.
It looks like making fun of couples therapy, which I think is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, some of them don't want to be there for the therapy.
Exactly.
According to what I wrote, so I like it.
Yeah.
But except Jason Bateman, Faison Love.
I saw a commercial. I saw a preview for it when I was at the theater seeing funny people. Some of the people came because it was a retreat. And they wanted to go on the retreat in the spa and all this fun stuff. And then they found out they're stuck there for the therapy.
Yeah, they have to do the therapy. And it actually it looks, you know, quite funny.
Yeah.
So,
I, like I said, I think it has potential.
Yes.
It could go one of two ways.
Now, out of curiosity, was Taking Woodstock on that list?
No.
I want to see that movie.
I do.
I've actually had friends who've gone to see it.
Yeah.
And they said it wasn't any good.
Really? That's a shame.
And I have a friend. I have a friend who went with his mother and grandparents. And they didn't even like it.
Mm.
Really?
And I'm talking people that actually were at Woodstock couldn't stand the movie.
Like my dad.
Hey, listen.
They had to probably be on drugs in order to like that because of the fact that that was just one big fucked up thing altogether.
Yeah.
I actually heard an interview with someone who did the sound system at Woodstock. Oh my god, that thing was jury rigged so many ways.
Yeah, it probably would have caught on fire. It should have caught on fire.
Okay,
is why hippies should not do sound equipment.
Dude, he did an amazing job. You have to understand. A, the technology they had is backwards compared. Well, compared to today, their stuff was backwards.
I'm gonna put one thing out here.
They didn't have the most up to date equipment at Woodstock. Yeah. They had what people brought.
Yeah.
And they made it work.
Mm. Now, if you could go back to Woodstock, what performance would you want to see the most?
I would have to say The Who.
Really?
Yeah.
Blue?
What's his name? Purple Haze.
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix. That's who I want to see.
I would think Hendrix.
Honestly,
although I
the entire freaking thing. You already making me choose, damn it.
Yeah, but
I'd freaking get there 2 hours before, help him set up.
I saw something.
Watch everything and then help him break down.
I wish I was alive.
They have it on DVD and on CD.
Nice.
It's on YouTube, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
I got Jimi Hendrix. If any of you guys get a copy of the DVD and or CD, I want a copy. Preferably of the DVD.
I hope you guys realize we went from sports to movies to music.
ADHD segment.
But it's all the same conversation.
Yeah. No. This is a conversation
movies
instead
of music.
Yeah, because we're asking about one movie turned into actually the music because it's about music.
All right. Well, let's just go back to that list that we were talking about.
Yeah.
We,
what else? Do you guys remember what else was
right
on the list?
There was Zombie Island.
Yeah.
No, Zombieland.
Zombieland.
Shutter Island.
Okay. That one I've heard.
Legion.
The Surrogate.
The Surrogate.
Surrogate looked like it. Surrogate, I've been looking for.
Dude, it was filmed right here in Lynn.
No? And,
Was Nine
for the
on
most part.
Yes.
Yeah. Was Nine on the list?
No, Nine was not on the list.
I want to see that.
I want to see that. So saw that on the list anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
this
I
is what she would like us
no,
to
no, that, like I said, I was just curious.
And just to let you know, Pink Taco is interested in seeing Zombieland, so maybe if we can get her on board too, we can.
You guys know.
Because listen, we had five people on our show last week, and it showed that it worked.
Kind of six.
Well, it's possible.
Then there was one that I've been waiting personally 10 years to see.
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints 2.
Oh my god! Yes.
All Saints Day. It's supposed to come out November 1st.
Nice.
I can't find the trailer anywhere. They finally released it at Comic-Con. You can't find it.
Yeah.
I
mean, I swear, if I don't find it soon, I'm just going to like run my head into a wall or something.
You'll find Troy Duffy and beat it out of him.
Don't destroy walls with your head.
Why?
Because they're expensive.
Oh, I thought you were afraid of me damaging my big old head. I was going to say,
no, I said don't damage walls.
Thank you.
You can take it. You can. The wall's the weaker one.
Don't hit Krillin. Why? Because you're damaging Kami House.
Yeah, you're damaging Kami House.
The other one that we're thinking of, definitely, I don't know if that's next week, but it's called The Gamer.
Yeah, that's next
Gamer.
Week.
That's next week.
That's one that we're totally looking forward to.
Are we going to be checking out other venue in the near future so I can possibly start doing my work?
Hopefully.
Okay.
But while we're on the subject of movies, let's talk about the one that we just went and saw.
We saw a movie?
What movie was that again?
Halloween 2.
Oh, Halloween. Oh.
Okay.
That was so scary that I might sleep tonight.
There were a bunch of topless women.
Woohoo!
And
a guy
with a big knife. Did that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah.
And a little bit.
Oh, look at that. Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al Yankovic.
Woo!
And a white horse.
And a little bit of Rocky Horror.
Yes. Okay, that made me happy when people dressed up as Rocky Horror characters. And it made me sad when no one else got the reference in the movie.
I know.
I'm a girl that's dressing up as a dude trying to be a girl.
Now, before she even starts saying that, I'm sitting there going, oh my god, she's dressed up as
Frankenfurter.
Yes!
And it actually looked pretty good.
She made a damn good
Frankenfurter. Yes.
I thought it was a midget Frankenfurter at one point.
Yes. Frankenfurter is sitting at home watching the movie crying, saying, oh my god, it looks just like me. If I was only that young again.
Oh, if only I was that young and well.
I think they did good with those costumes, but everything else in this movie just blew.
Well, actually,
Weird Al Yankovic made me laugh.
Were a couple good deaths.
I mean, okay.
There was enough.
The guy getting his face stomped in was pretty sweet.
Curb stomping.
Full out curb stomp was good.
Yeah.
But I felt that there was no real story to it.
Well,
I felt it was
there's a story to most horror movies.
It was fucking. It was artsy. It was way too artsy.
Well,
it was
trying
to be art.
Which I wasn't thinking coming out of Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Because he picked off from Weird Number Once and did. It's like a basic.
Which I thought was awesome because he did it well enough that I had a general understanding of what went on in Number One so I could follow it.
I liked, you know, how quickly it showed, you know, a little bit of the end of Number One to get you into a little bit.
Yeah,
but the only problem that I had was that's not the same fucking kid from the first one.
Which one?
The first Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween 1, the one that Rob Zombie did.
Yeah.
I'm talking about not same kid.
The little boy.
The little boy is not the same one. Because it's totally different kid.
I got
the
one
actor
for you guys.
Probably grew up.
No.
Probably.
Not even like a year or two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's that fucking little French kid from Hancock.
Yeah.
That kid. Right.
I do got a funny little one for you guys that people don't realize. The guy that played Michael Myers in the movie, do you know who he originally played before? Sabretooth in X-Men.
Dude,
which is damn good.
My favorite character in X-Men and the only character in Twilight that I will acknowledge is a good character.
Yeah. Well,
that
we
said,
actually got the second part of Twilight is on that lady's list.
No. Abigail,
I'm
sorry.
I'm sorry.
But
I saw
Twilight
I ain't
fucking blows.
It.
We will not see
Whoa. Why not?
Because
personally, after watching
vampires can't sparkle.
Okay, no. First of all,
it's fantasy.
I want to say something. We're playing with your fly.
I'm actually really upset though. I was reading something about it, and they had this really hot Irish redheaded chick, and they didn't pick her up for number 3, and they brought some other ugly chick in, who's not even Irish, but she has dyed her hair.
Twilight is not True Blood, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I could say one thing quickly here. I saw Twilight. I've never read the books. I'm never going to touch the books. As a movie watcher, I did not like it. It was too much of a teen fucking bullshit drama.
I own Twilight.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
I will never watch anything else in that friggin' series.
You know what?
And it's not even because of the fucking vampire sparkle.
I gotta say one
fairies.
Thing, though. You have to think of our fan base. There are younger people. So,
yeah.
I mean...
No. If they like it, they can see it. I'm saying I don't like it because
what?
I find it's... I
Did
think
you know
it's
what?
Like
I'm gonna have to take the
stupid.
Hit and
I'm
do
sorry.
It myself and talk about it to cover our entire fan base.
If you so choose, you so choose.
So I'm going to go out, get a bottle of Jack Daniels, get drunk, and go see it.
It was great, especially when the people started fusing. That would have been the Jack talking, though.
It's like,
okay.
It's like when those people started floating upside down.
Red line.
No fun.
Why would you give me that stuff? It makes me crazy.
Okay, but let's go back to Halloween 2.
Halloween 2,
okay.
Let's do ratings right now.
I have to give it, like... A 1.9 out of 5.
Whoa.
I might have to do you on that one. 1.5 easily. It was horrible, and I think the whole thing about that was,
I like the music in the movie. That's it.
I was agreeing with King Baby Duck here with the whole concept of Rob Zombie being forced.
Yes.
I think this was forced onto him to go and do this movie.
And this is why, when he was interviewed on WFNX about the first one, he said, this movie has a beginning, a middle, and an end. No sequel. And then,
he was basically forced to try to do the series.
Fuck your couch.
But I do think, I'm calling it right now, he'll do number 3.
No.
But because he wants to, because it's not going to be Michael Myers. Trust me, it's going to be different.
It's going to be...
It
ain't going to be Mike Myers. He did.
You know, I'm going to piss everybody off here. I'm going to give it a 3.
I'm actually going to give it a 2. I'm giving it a 2 because I like the music.
Out of 5.
Yes.
Oh, out of 5? No, I'm giving it a 2 out of 10.
Okay, well...
So you're giving it a 1.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 1.
Because
I like the music. I like the nearly naked and the naked chicks.
Yeah.
And thought that the main character and her friends were good actresses.
All right. Yes. Let me explain my 3. The music was good.
Yeah.
The makeup was good.
True. Okay. I'm
all
actually
right.
going to bump it
the
up to
sound
two
effects.
Out.
Come on.
Two out
certain
five,
people
yeah.
getting stabbed, you heard this spinal cord snapping.
Oh, God, that was awesome.
The young group, good acting.
Definitely.
Okay? You could tell fear in certain people.
Yeah.
The way that they did bloodied up things looked real to me.
They did that really well.
They
I wasn't
did.
Like fake ketchup blood, fake blood.
It looked
yeah.
real.
Yeah, it looked good.
And that's the only reason I'm giving it so
the,
high.
The one thing that I hated the most was fucking Michael Myers when he was stabbing somebody. He never made fucking sound in the original movies.
Yeah,
he never made fucking a sound.
Hey, he might be in pain from whatever happened in the movie I didn't see.
Dude.
No.
I'm talking about when he was stabbing. He was like, ugh, stabbing like
that.
See,
that was, I didn't like that.
Me neither.
I didn't like a lot of
it. I thought
that
was really off. I'm sorry.
I was confused by certain parts, because, you know, things would just keep popping up out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
You did have the red dots that appeared in certain spots.
Yeah.
Like, There was one on the SUV when it drove by or something. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
But red dots are for tracking, for inputting CGI so that you can place it properly and have it move appropriately.
The only reason I'm giving it so high is because the way they do the sound effects to make up. I mean, Curb Stomp Guy.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That was, yes.
Oh, my God.
You could hear his skull crack.
And then when they had him and they showed the face, I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But it didn't scare me.
No, it didn't.
I think I saw a five-year-old kid laugh in the movie.
It was a slasher, not a horror.
Exactly.
And even at that, giant?
It wasn't the best slasher.
Best friends forever. Best friends forever.
And then Jolly Green Giant goes down.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean...
I'm actually going to... after hearing that, I definitely agree with you. That said, I thought the storyline was weak enough that I'm only willing to bump up to maybe a 2.5 because they did so well on the technical stuff, on the actual acting itself.
I think, truthfully, though, Rob Zombie did a good job directing it.
Yeah.
But it was whoever wrote it. Because Rob Zombie, you know,
didn't
write that.
No, he did.
Well, no, it's a produced and directed.
No, he also wrote the screenplay for it.
I don't believe that.
He probably didn't want to.
I don't believe
that. It's listed on both. Yeah, but it's listed on IMDb, and it's listed under the credits.
What I'm saying
is... When we left that movie, it said written and for the screen and directed by Rob Zombie.
Well, what I'm saying is, they give him credit for it. I don't believe he wrote that, because he's made so many good quality movies, and there's things that he's done in all of his movies that was missing from this one.
Devil's Advocate. He might have done it.
Devil's Rejects.
No, Devil's Advocate. I'm playing Devil's Advocate.
Okay.
I thought you meant the movie.
No. I'm playing Devil's Advocate here.
No, because the only reason I'm saying that is a couple things that he's always done in all of his movies was not there.
Right, but think about it this way. If he was told, you have to write this or you're never doing another movie, he might have
written
it. Well,
then that's not him writing it.
No, that's him writing it under pressure. He doesn't want to do it. So he's leaving stuff out because he just doesn't care. He just wants to get people off his back.
There's only one thing that carried on from the rest, and that's that mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not talking the Halloween mask, you know, the Michael Myers mask. I'm talking the other one.
Yeah.
What, the fucking...
The clown one.
Mask, yeah.
But...
That clown mask was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was creepy as shit.
That was probably the creepiest part
Let's
of the movie.
Let me show you how to spill strawberry jelly out of your parents.
And that killed all of the creep in this conversation.
Hey, so they want some strawberry milk? That is funny.
No. That one was slightly better.
Thank you. Only slightly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you getting the milk from? God damn it,
hey, it's called lactating. Come on.
Shakey shankity.
Alright.
Next.
Veronica has tried some new demos out.
Really?
And also one
you
game.
A demo?
And one game.
Yes.
Demolition?
One game. I don't know.
Hold on, let me just make sure my list is right. Okay. Alright, well.
I didn't write anything on that, really.
I just more or less. I'm just doing it from memory. I have to say, probably to go from. Best demo that I tried recently was Wet.
Yeah.
Woo! It was awesome.
What?
Wet.
It's not a porno, dude, I swear.
W-E-T, Wet.
Huh. Odd title.
Well, their concept of saying wet isn't like, well, you know, in the sexual terms.
No, I'm thinking waterfall right now.
No, I'm talking about blood wet.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's pretty cool.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, Mila Kunis is freaking hot.
No, it wasn't her.
Sorry, Elijah Dushku. But she's hotter.
They're both hot.
And has a funny
fuck's
name.
Sake. All right. Well,
they should have the two of them in a movie called Wet.
That would be another kind of movie.
Seriously, really? I could actually suggest that they could make a movie out of this.
Yes.
That's how good the
I
fucking,
watched you play it. And
the
I actually
demo
liked it.
Was that fucking good.
I like the whole ladder thing.
Like they didn't give you just like a short shifted demo. They gave you at least 15 to 20 minutes to play. And
that's not too bad.
That it's a pretty, it's just sweet setup because I love that concept. But you start off like you know they're showing you stuff, and you're able to actually jump through the air and go into like bullet mode, like Max Payne style. And then also what they finally did was they had it set up like if you ever played Max Payne, you've always wished that you were able to take down multiple guys at one time. This has finally done that setup where you're able to take. One arm will definitely be shooting at one guy, which will be lit up by like a red dotted circle. And then you could take the one white circle that you have and put it somewhere else on the thing. So you could be taking out two guys at the same time, whether you're jumping through the air, sliding on the ground, or...
sliding down the ladder.
Yeah, sliding down the ladder was definitely...
I thought that was the coolest part of
the entire Very fucking demo. Sexy. I'm telling you, like,
Dare
she... Well, no, what she did was she... You know how you get down on a ladder, you just usually, like, hold the sides? Well, she flipped over... While going down, you could slide her down the thing while shooting at two guys at the same time.
She slid down using just her legs.
Yeah.
While hanging upside down shooting.
It was
awesome.
It was just fucking crazy. then also, she could do like wall running as well. And I mean, like literally, she
Hell
can
yeah.
Kind of Prince of Persia kind of shit. Like literally, yeah. like running across the walls and shooting at the same time.
Dude, that's awesome. I've seen people do that.
Also, the sword stuff is fucking sick. I'm telling you that this is kind of like a mixture of Kill Bill with a bunch of other, like, kick-ass chick films. Next to that, it has a setup of Grindhouse or anything like that sense. You know, kind of like crappy fucking 70s film.
Like, if you have ever seen... the music video for Threes and Sevens by Queens of the Stone Age.
Pretty much, nope. Yeah. Well, anyways, there's a part where once you finally beat that first little segment after trying to go after this guy Simmons, it will break into a part where this guy is coming to attack her. She just pulls out the gun, blows away his freaking skull, but blood ends up on her face, and all of a sudden she like turns her face back, and everything turns like red. This is their concept of the game is calling it wet, because more or less. She just sees blood red, and the only thing that when she sees like the guys, they're in like kind of like this white, black and white suits, and just everything else is just red. And ripping those guys apart was just fucking awesome. The best fucking setup ever I could
Complete
add.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. So, anyways, what?
You gotta mention the traffic fighting sequence.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I was gonna go to next. The next part on that was after you go through that whole rage inflicted wet. Alright, no Tiger Woods, goddammit.
I'm sorry,
anyways,
he's over in the doorway. He won't go away.
Alright, so anyways, you get onto this part where, you know, you actually jump onto a car, and while going down a highway, I don't know, let's say 65 miles per hour or something even
That's
crazier
slow.
Than that.
You should go 90,
well, at least.
Well, it gets to that point where it starts going faster.
And 130.
But you're
My car doesn't go that fast.
Shut the fuck up! Jumping from car to car while blasting people away, it's just an insane setup. You definitely have to either check it out on YouTube. I know that there's one guy who did a setup where you can actually watch the whole demo of him doing it. Stop with your nipples, Anvil.
What? And
then then there's the whole setup where you could just go and download it on, I believe, PS3 and Xbox. So
yeah.
The only thing that sucks is it's not on PS3. Sorry.
You mean we?
Well, we. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
we.
Well, maybe if it's successful, they'll port it.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. How's the storyline?
From the storyline, it was like...
from like the 15-20 minutes you were getting to play.
Okay, well, the concept was is there was a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
She's up on top of this, like, the top part of the building looking down into this glass kind of room.
Scaffolding.
Yeah, and what it was is there's a guy that has a, you know, the... The trachea with the whole
voice box.
Yeah, the voice box. So,
and
anyways,
she smoked too much.
Yeah, but they were trying to do this trading deal.
Yeah.
And Simmons, this is like the asshole. He goes and says, you know, oh yeah, the woman that was supposed to be coming here to get it, you know, we had to change, you know, plans. And of course, one of the guy goes, well, usually I would walk the fuck away from this kind of thing, but I just need to get. And the guy goes, well, whatever you have in that cave has a short shelf life. So more or less, it's just that whole setup where there's something in that case that could be, you know, biohazard type or something like that. So not exactly sure. But yeah, that's her main thing was she was supposed to be getting that case. And this guy comes in posing as somebody coming else in for her place and tries it and fucking puts a bullet through that guy's head.
Oh, shit.
So, but yeah, it turns out to be an awesome, like, sequence to play. I'm not sure if that's going to be based on the whole thing or if it's going to be an actual runaround thing.
Huh. That could be really interesting.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I was wondering is because you said that you could see it being made into a movie, so...
Well, yeah, I could definitely... Well, like, the whole setup that they did for the
movie...
Yeah.
Mindless action, which... has its place. Don't get me wrong. I like love this action.
Yeah, shoot him up.
But storyline makes it better.
The best part of that, though, was if they do make a movie, they could actually really use Mila Kunis because
Dushku
is the one.
I keep thinking of Extract and Mila Kunis and
Max Payne.
She's in the movie Extract coming out too.
Yeah, but she's in Max Payne.
But you can even see it with Elijah Dushku because she did Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
You know, always in those tight leather pants.
All right. Well, Transformers demo was all right. It was. It wasn't that great. I mean, it was fun, but I think I'd get really fucking bored of it. Really
Transformers
fast.
More than
and it was the it was the newer one, Revenge of the Fallen.
Okay, but it's
Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah, it's based off the movie.
Revenge of the Fallen was
no,
Revenge
we're talking
of a 2,000-year-old man.
Fear 2, I think I already played this demo, but I'm not exactly sure if I commented
it's
on it.
That memorable?
No, you didn't.
Well, what it did was it just popped back up because they just put it out on shelves and everything like that. So, playing the demo it's really interesting, but I think there's a couple of things with the actual the gameplay and how they played it off from moving it from Fear 1. Definitely different gameplay altogether. So I have to say anyways that they have to take and do more with actually taking the guys from the original video games that created the first Fear and put them into the second one, because there was kind of like an issue with this game, from what I remember and from our old sources.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but next to that, the game, an official game that I was actually playing, not a demo, was Prototype.
That was awesome.
Panda lent this to me, and I love her more for that, because of the fact that it's an awesome game. Just stuck a little bit on the end right now trying to take care of it, but all together, crazy game. I believe both PS3 and 360.
I hate.
What about PS2?
Yeah, because that's all I have.
I doubt that they put it on PS2.
not cool. Sony, you suck.
But all together, a great storyline. I definitely, out of 10, I will definitely give it straight out 9.5 easily.
Nice.
Out of 5?
Out of
10, dumbass.
Well, hey,
you weren't listening. You weren't listening.
That good. I never listen.
Asshole. All right. Anyways, but
I'm a bastard. You're right.
More or less, they have this. They have the setup where you know there's a part that you can't really understand what's going on. So you gotta kind of look up game help once in a while to see how to maybe take care of certain characters. But yeah, altogether, great game. And I think that's it for games.
Awesome. Nice.
Okay.
What's next?
On to music. Now, Blalonic and I took a listen to the new album, Lust in Space, by Gwar.
Wow. I'm sorry, that sounds like a movie.
Well, not Lost in Space.
It's Lust in Space. It sounds
basically, this is a concept album. Gwar is finally able to return to outer space. They've been on planet Earth for millions of years. They had sex with monkeys and created the human race.
Whoa.
As everybody remembers from history class.
Yes.
And
they came back because they were addicted to drugs, weren't they?
Yep.
I think I remember hearing about this
those
somehow.
Are my neighbors.
They love the drugs.
Now, in my opinion, it's a great album. However, I preferred their previous one, Beyond Hell.
Beyond Hell was pretty good.
Beyond Hell was great.
But, I mean, they still did a great job with this album.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. It's one of those bands you can't take seriously.
I think they did a little bit better on smoothing out the songs, though.
Mm.
I really felt that they, you know, there's been those other songs, like the original Meat Sandwich one, where it was kind of like, you know, there's parts of the song where they're playing through, and then it kind of feels like there's a chunk that they should have put in there or missed or something. But yeah, they definitely did a great job with that. This new album, I would suggest to either borrow it off somebody or buy it, get a listen to it. Definitely a good album.
Yeah, I have to give it 4.3 out of 5.
So, which one of you guys am I jacking it from?
Probably me.
Okay. Next time I remember my laptop.
All right, but I'll give it a 4.5 out of 5. Definitely because it's just a good album altogether.
Yeah, and they're an amazing band to see live.
Oh. Fuck nice. Yeah, I want to go see them live, but the only problem is Halloween is too fucking crazy around here.
Yeah.
And then,
and that's when they're performing around here at the Worcester Palladium, and as everyone knows, security there is not that great.
I don't feel like getting stabbed.
Yeah.
I've actually never heard anything by Gwar. I just keep hearing about them.
Really?
They're one of those bands that everyone talks about, but you never hear them on the radio.
Yeah.
You. Yeah. I've noticed.
They're really underground. It's, they're more or less under... They're like Mushroomhead. They're
and
like
Slipknot Mushroomhead. A bit, too, because you never hear Slipknot on the radio.
Well, besides when we play it. No.
Yeah, besides us.
I hear it occasionally. Not very often, but...
In fact, when WBCN was still around, I was shocked one time when they actually played Duality.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but that's kind of playing all their lower-end songs, not their really hardcore songs. They're playing it for popularity sense. They're like, oh yeah, let's play Vermillion a bunch of times. I mean, and I mean, not Vermillion the regular part, I mean Vermillion Part 2, like a bunch of times. They're trying to
and you know what?
Show the softer side of Slipknot, and they're
love,
like killing it.
I love that soft song. But it's not a good song to introduce people as Slipknot because they're gonna buy the album thinking that's what it's gonna sound like.
Yeah, and then, they don't sound like that muscle.
Yeah, the same thing with Stone Sour. That one hit that they had—it's like their softest song.
Yeah, they
the Pansies.
Well, I mean,
actually, there was a band that me and Blue were listening to last night that was really good.
Oh,
what's the name?
Guamba.
Guamba from Oregon.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know. I don't know if it's like a complete band, but there is the main picture of him. And he's just, the song that really got us was called Crack Pipe.
Yeah. He actually requested us on MySpace. Nice. From the group, yeah. So.
Yeah, so we got
you
him
guys
on,
or
no, the
Boston?
But
nice.
The Bastard Brigade. But yeah, the song goes, put the crack pipe down. You have to actually listen to it. It's just that fucking hilarious.
We could always do a soundbite.
We could probably put a soundbite in there later or something.
Yeah,
but
not right now. But
not right now.
Or just go to MySpace, look at our website, and you'll find them there and listen to them.
Mm, sure. Yeah, that too. Now, speaking of crack pipes, putting them down, let's go to our first for fuck's sake. DJ AM found dead of an apparent drug overdose.
Alleged.
Now, he was known for his original beats that kept the clubs filled with excited dancers, and he'd worked with Jay-Z, Papa Roach, and Will Smith, just to name a few.
Oh, of course.
Along with Flo Rida and everything, because I just saw him at Summer Jam.
Yeah, and this is the guy that survived the plane crash with Blink-182's Travis Barker last September.
So now he's dead not even a year later.
Yeah,
I guess you can't escape death for too long.
And on top of that, it was supposed to be a playable character in the upcoming DJ Hero game.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, son of a bitch.
So I'm not sure what the status of that game's going to be, if they're going to have to push it back to remove him from it, or...
No, I think that what they'll do is they'll dedicate it towards him and say, okay, this is, you know, this is dedicated towards DJ AM.
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe the game's just, or, you know, it's just going to die off.
Well, remember when that game WWF Attitude came out right before Owen Hart died, and he was still in there?
Yep. Or the one that just came out with, that's like Chris Benoit.
Right.
Which caused huge controversy because, you know, he was a murderous, suicidal bastard.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing that I'm
the bad type of bastard.
Yes.
The only thing that I'm wondering
about
The only thing that I'm wondering about is that if he overdosed on regular medications because of maybe the complications from the plane crash, because you know how people can get fucking caught up on
painkillers
and shit.
Yeah.
Especially them fucking Vicodins.
Mm.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm. Now, on to the second. Oh, for fuck's sake. Noel Gallagher quits Oasis.
Who? Yeah. What's Oasis?
I never heard one of their songs.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, because their recent song was Falling Down, the opening theme song to Eden of the East.
Never seen
that. Yeah, like I said, I think I've heard one song.
They also did Wonderwall and Champagne Supernova.
Never heard of them.
I think I've heard one song.
Now, the Tuesday beforehand, Liam Gallagher said that they were going to take some time off after their tour and then start recording the next album. And then just yesterday, August 27th, Noel puts a sign up on the website that says, "People will write and say what they like, but I simply cannot go on working with Liam a day longer."
Oh, wow.
Well, with me, I kind of saw this coming a while back because of the fact I remember watching VH1 on, like, Oasis.
Oh, my God. You still remember VH1?
Yes, I still
remember. Back when they played music.
Oh, my God. Back when music...
Back in the
film. Actually had music.
Yeah.
What a concept. The glory days continue.
Well, So what was going on was there was one time that they were doing a performance, and hold on, Noel left, right? So he's the good Gallagher.
Yes.
I like him the most because he was more or less the cool one that, you know, did everything. What, Liam?
Yeah, Liam.
Liam was the douchebag. Liam seemed to be, cool, you know, sucker. Yeah, total wanker, as, you know, British terms, you know, will come into play because they're a British band. But more or less, what it was is one night they were performing, and of course Liam said, "Oh, my throat's killing me," blah blah blah. So he sat up in, you know, the bleachers, pretty much, you know, just fucking around. And they were in the and the band was like, "Yeah, we're," you know, they finished a couple songs. They're like, "Oh yeah, there's Liam up there on the, you know, things," and he's sitting there screaming down at him, "Yeah, fuck yeah, blah blah blah," and then he's smoking a cigarette while sipping some wine, and, you know, same things as fucking Axl Rose did. You know, it was fucked up. It was really fucked up, and I was just like, okay, this band isn't gonna last, you know. I mean, I know that they had the whole competition with Blur and, you know, Oasis and Blur,
but I think Blur won, in my opinion.
Yeah,
Blur won. But hands, I mean, down.
Oasis is still
another band I don't know. Oh god.
Damon Albarn went on to do Gorillaz.
Okay, that's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyways, but... Gorillaz. But, yeah, you probably know one of their songs at least, but...
What, the Gorillaz?
No, Blur.
Blur.
They... Uh-oh. Let me see. They did...
Woo! Song 2. Song 2.
I know that song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so more or less, yeah, those were the two bands that were really competing on the British concept, but, you know, it was just fucked up that this had to happen now instead of, you know, earlier on.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know. One of my friends was said on Facebook that he believes that this guy, that Noel's just going to do 2 solo albums and he's going to go back to Oasis. That's his opinion.
Or me personally, might be a publicity stunt.
What?
Might be a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
It could be that too.
Of course, also, even if he does quit and try to go back to Oasis, no guarantee they're going to take him back.
Oh, yeah.
But now my breakfast.
I wonder what Christmas at the Gallagher's house is like.
Smashing fruit with sledgehammers? Is that the wrong Gallagher?
They could be related. Who knows?
Kicking each other in the balls.
Smashing pumpkins. Standing idly.
Alright, well, I got one.
Okay.
I have the third. Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm really getting tired of this. I'm sure I watched the football game the other night, and Michael Vick came out, and, you know, people are cheering, and then you have PETA with signs. Boo! Dog killer! They're outside protesting. The man served his time. Let him be. I mean, come on. If, you know, it's not like he killed somebody. You know, I love animals. You know, go doggies, woohoo. Yeah. But, come on. Let the man get on with his life. He's trying to get on with a career. You're in the stadium. You're outside holding signs. And somebody, now, I don't know if it's true, somebody actually said that somebody vandalized his car.
Wow.
At his house, not at the stadium.
I can see that.
They showed him getting driven in by somebody else, not him going in by himself.
His car got fucked up by red paint and pig's blood.
So, I mean, I'm getting angry.
Everybody knows that PETA is a bunch of fascists, so they don't really listen to
that.
Oh, wait,
anymore. I'm sorry. The pig's blood is from naturally dead pig. They didn't get killed by somebody. They died naturally.
They watched him die of slow cancer and then cut him open.
Well, remember, there was that whole thing on Penn and Teller's bullshit where they actually have a euthanasia center.
Yeah, they have a euthanasia center built into the fucking PETA quarters. And they got this massive refrigerator, you know.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
But, I mean, I'm really getting tired of these protesters. Let the man move on.
I love what they stand for. I think they go too far.
I know. It's right. Like, we're going to stop hurting, you know, people from hurting animals, so we're going to slam into your boat and make you crash and drown.
It's like, jeez.
Or the fact that, you know, according to PETA, we should all be vegetarians, which would, in fact, kill me. I tried it for a week, and I lost a lot of weight.
I mean, if you're as big as a cow, try it. If you're like Shades over here, and...
You will die.
Your waist is the size of my ankle... Then, you know, you might want to continue eating as much meat as
and
possible.
Let's just put it this way. Anvil's ankle's a huge bitch.
Hey, I'm not that big, tubby.
That's a huge bitch. Hey. At least, well, wait. I can give
I
it to you this way.
A small waist.
At least he doesn't have a cankle.
Let's see. Okay, so Shay says, well, you would say he's a size 1. I'm a bit of like a size 3.
Why are we putting 30. In women's?
Whoa.
Dude. 30. Go for men's measurements. What the hell?
Okay, fine. 10, 30.
You're not a 10.
No, I'm saying you're a 10.
No, I'm a 30.
So when am
I don't know. Look at your pants. What are you wearing right now?
I think I'm a 32.
Okay.
Okay.
That's normal.
You're too bigger than me. It's not that abnormal.
I'm wearing a 37. Okay, I couldn't say it was
that bullshit. You're definitely wearing like a 50. Well, you have to be wearing a 50. Seriously.
46.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'm wearing like a 42.
Mm-hmm. And you call me a fat ass. I just have a giant ass. No hips.
Excuse me.
No, I'm kidding.
Good one. What are we talking about next here?
Are we going to go for fuck's sakes?
No, we just... Yeah, we think so. Unless, do you have one?
Yeah, anything pissing you off lately?
People who don't freaking listen.
Well, that's everybody.
That's everybody.
Well, I specifically called up to make an appointment for a follow-up because I've been having migraines whenever I cough.
Stop snorting the glue.
I did! Mm. And then the migraine started.
That's wrong.
No, but I called up the doctors and I'm like, I need to schedule a follow-up appointment for the last two I've had because I finished my medication and stuff and I'm still getting the migraines.
Medication time. Medication time.
The doctor, the whoever answered the phone was, you know, blah, 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 blah. All right, were you with, you know, what doctor were you with? I don't remember her name. Okay. Goes on the computer, looks up my headache. The doctor was following my headaches. This was a year ago when I got a concussion and a subsequent migraine. As opposed to looking up the last two appointments, which I told her, with the doctor I was looking for. And then, doctor, blah, 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 he won't... Is that it? Yeah, I don't know, maybe. He won't... Wait. No. My doctor was a she, not a he, so no. Well, he's the doctor who's been following your migraine. No, he hasn't, actually. I have no idea what you're referring to. Yada, yada. And it was such a pain in the ass. And then she scheduled me for Tuesday, September 2nd. I'll give you guys a second to figure out what's wrong with that sentence.
Tuesday, September 2nd. I don't fucking know what's wrong with that
fucking... It's September 3rd on Tuesday.
First. Wednesday's the 2nd.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody's on crack.
So, I'm not entirely sure which day I'm supposed to go in for.
Call the doctor and ask.
I'm going to call up on Tuesday and be like, I have an appointment today, yes or no? But it's dealing with...
Okay, back to sleep.
Dealing with that kind of stuff is really getting to be an annoyance because I'm getting migraines.
Dude, I know how you feel. I deal with stupid doctors all the time. Mm-hmm.
Doctors without brains.
Kind of like doctors without borders, only less helpful.
Yeah.
I find it funny how a doctor can be the smartest person in the world in the hospital. The second they walk through that front door, they're retard.
Dude. You're not accounting for common sense.
Yeah, sense.
It's like the fucking kids that are like, you know, smarter than a fifth grader. These kids are so fucking smart, blah, 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 but they need somebody to help them cross the road.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, give me a fucking break here.
No, dude, better yet. My friend goes to the hospital because his throat's, like, swollen up so he looks like a bullfrog. They're like, every test we've done has come up clean. We don't know what it is. His little brother walks in, takes one look at it, goes, huh, is that cat scratch? I didn't think to look for cat scratch, did you? I didn't think to look for a cat scratch, did you? Let's go check. Hey, he has cat scratch disease. The doctors who are getting paid at the hospital, not even a doctor's office, a hospital, run all these tests. They can't figure out what it is. Little brother walks in and says, huh, that looks a lot like cat scratch.
Doogie Howser, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's just a lack of common sense.
The next deal of Patrick Harris. Shit.
There was one day I was at the hospital.
Patrick Harris. Awesome. All
right. This is kind of funny. I was at the hospital one day because I hurt my hand. And I'm going out to catch my car, and I hear a doctor. He's standing outside, and there's somebody from security outside. There's a cab at the cab stand 3 feet away next to the security. Hey, do you know where I can catch a cab?
Oh,
the cab stand, there's a cab right there.
No, I've got no idea.
It's like, no. When you ask a guy in a cab right there, he might be able to help you.
Ask the cabbie, he might know.
And yet you're taking all... This was actually... the sad part was...
And how much are you getting paid a year? Uh-huh. Fuck you.
It was the same doctor that just treated my hand. tells me I didn't break anything. 3 days later, I get a phone call telling me I broke 2 bones in my right hand.
Oof.
Oh, I love those.
Malpractice suit.
I went back and played a high school football game in between.
Nice.
I just thought maybe I pulled something. The doctor's like, yeah, you're fine. I broke my fourth and fifth metacarpal head.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Okay, so, all right. So, your hand hurts. You think you pulled something. Yeah, you were masturbating too much.
Damn it, not again.
Damn it, Bobby.
Oh.
So, moving on.
Yeah, I get a bill for like $25,000.
And you're like, fuck you. Yeah. You pay this. You get it wrong.
I'm not going to tell anybody my real name because, you know, bill collectors might come around for that.
It's okay. His real name is Panzership.
Did you say Panzership? No, I was kidding.
Panzership. So, before Force Feed concerted everyone, what's next?
Anime.
Oh, cool.
Peanut butter and jelly.
That's what you can have while we talk anime.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to lick a store.
Okay. I gotta go drop a Doogie Howser myself.
Whoa!
Oh, by the way, it might be a little bit lethal in there.
Oh, not again.
Well, alright.
Those ribs didn't agree with me. What can I say?
Next month, one of my favorite cartoons is going to be re-released here in America as, like, with a whole season one box set with the OVA.
Isn't that the one where everyone's clothes explode arbitrarily during fighting?
Nope.
Okay, good.
It's not Ikitosen.
Okay. I was getting the two confused and I was momentarily.
No,
depressed.
This is called School Rumble.
Okay.
And it follows two students, a girl named Tenma and a guy named Haruma. Tenma is in love with Kurasuma, who's kind of like this melancholy guy who just stares into the distance while he, during class. And Haruma is in love with Tenma. He used to be like a school bully, but became a nice guy because, well...
You had the crap kicked out of him?
No. It was more in the lines of, he meets a girl, he meets Tenma, falls for her, and is like, I gotta change my personality.
You're cute. I'm gonna stop beating people up now.
However, there was an incident where Haruma saved Tenma when they were a bit younger.
Oh, okay.
And there was an incident where Haruma, like, is leaning towards Tenma, makes sure she's okay, because she's kind of unconscious. And, no. She grabs him, like, in her dream state.
And, yeah.
And wakes up.
Huggy.
Wakes up, and punches
him. I'm sorry. Back off.
And runs off. So, because of that, he started growing, like, a goatee to hide his identity and wearing dark sunglasses.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Now, Haruma has started to draw a comic based on his never-ending quest for Tenma's heart.
Aww,
and
does she know about this?
No, but her sister Yakumo does.
Awkward.
Well, she doesn't find out until later on, but decides to help him out with this comic because she has a good idea about like storyline and context. And
does she not realize the truthfulness of it?
Right.
At first.
Then other friends are also looking for love in the wrong places and always wind up falling on their faces.
Yeah, rhyme scheme.
Yeah, thank you. Now, this is a show where the humor is top-notch, that makes great references to famous movies, and it knows how to make a great punchline work.
First of all, is this a sub or a dub?
A dub.
Okay, so did they actually take the time to rework a lot of the Japanese references into American references?
A little bit.
So an American audience would still at least get some of the
references. Especially the second season, which is funnier than the first.
Okay. I was just checking, because sometimes they don't do that well enough.
Yeah, and what I love about the second season, the way the dialogue is, it's kind of reminiscent of like a Judd Apatow movie, kind of on the lines of Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
Or Undeclared.
I was about to say, you have no idea where you're going with this.
Yeah. But those are Judd Apatow shows. Yeah. But those are Judd Apatow. Oh, God. Those were Judd Apatow shows before he did 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up and Funny People.
He's the one who did Funny People?
Yeah.
I need to hunt him down and beat him. I need to beat him with a power bar because it's all I have on hand.
Yeah.
He will be beaten with food. He will not enjoy it.
Now, the animation, I wouldn't say is the best, but it fits with the humor of the show.
I was going to say, is it humorous?
Yes, it's
then
humorous.
Then it works.
And
comedy is comedy.
Right. And when it comes to, like, serious parts in the show, which usually kills a comedy series, they do it pretty well.
Yeah, as long as it's handled properly. It's,
right.
As long as it doesn't go immediately from, ha 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 ha, aww. that's how you make people emo.
Right.
Laugh, laugh, laugh. Wait, every time I laugh like this, something bad happens.
Right, it's not a Danny Boyle production. Trainspotting.
Dude, I live under a rock. It's because of you guys I'm crawling out into the real world.
Now, as I mentioned, the English dub, better than the Japanese dub. The lines are funnier, and the voices match perfectly with the characters. Whereas in the Japanese dub, some of the girls kind of sound a bit the same.
Okay. You say that the dub is funnier than the original.
Yes.
Is that because you're an American and it's the dub fits more with American audiences? Or it's just funnier written?
More funnier written.
Okay.
I've been into the Japanese... I've
got this from you sometime.
Yeah.
This actually sounds cool.
You know, I know about the Japanese culture to get the Japanese humor in the show.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot in the show that was, like, Japanese-only humor. And for grades, for season one, easily an A-, season two, easily A+.
Nice.
Must-stone for anyone who loves to laugh.
Email it to me.
It's a great anime to start people out with who've never watched a single Japanese cartoon, and all the episodes are streaming online for free on the Funimation website.
Nice. I was actually about to say, I actually got the thing bookmarked somewhere.
Okay.
He's in my multitude of rather unorganized bookmarks because my internet went funky.
Yeah.
Now,
you wanted to talk about Bleach.
Okay, I want to start this off with I am a fan of Bleach.
Same here.
I've not read the manga simply because I don't have money to buy real mangas. Mm-hmm. And my eyes, what they are, I can't read mangas on the computer because I get headaches really fast. And glasses don't help for me. So I've only seen the anime and talked to some friends, such as Gary, who have read the mangas. I'm actually really depressed with them right now.
Really?
For a while, it was looking really good. I was really getting into it. There were some major battles going on. The Arrancar were just about to have their like final showdown, or at least a ridiculously epic showdown, with Soul Society's Shinigami. And then, just before the, like, majorly uber battles were about to start, it suddenly switched to filler. Yep. And I don't mean, like, between, like they did earlier on with the Bounto season,
mm-hmm.
where it was one season ended, they did Bounto, then they did the next season.
Mm-hmm.
This is, one episode ends with a stare down where everyone's about to go full out fighting in their respective one-on-one battles. And then the next episode starts with spring, a new beginning. I stopped looking for a new beginning a long time ago, and it takes place like before the first episode of the first season.
Oh, okay.
For like,
so it's not like meanwhile on Earth.
No, it's one episode that takes place before the first episode, two episodes that take place at an undefined time previously, possibly later, that's just a random, like, we didn't know how to fill out the rest of the season. So they threw in three completely arbitrary episodes. And then the next season started without actually putting a close to the previous. The unknown Zanpakuto. Apparently something or someone is freeing Zanpakutos from their swords and allowing them to take physical form, so that they can turn around and attack the Shinigami who formerly controlled them. Okay, this story arc would have me interested if it weren't for the fact that it's obviously a filler. Like, I didn't know Bounto was a filler. I was actually rather enthralled with it. I thought it was done really well. I actually thought it did a lot with Ichigo's character, specifically between Ichigo and Hollow Ichigo.
Yep.
I thought it added a lot of depth to that. Which had previously been only very lightly touched on in one battle, but it was in fact filler that invented three new characters that don't exist in the manga, period, at all,
mm-hmm.
in any way, shape, or form. But this new season has the potential to be good once I get over how pissed I am that it's interrupting an epic battle I have been waiting for, and I've been getting excited for, because the previous season built up and built up and built up, and just before the climax. This isn't even like we hit the climax, we did filler. It's like the next episode will be the climax, will be the beginning of an uber battle, will be amazing. Just kidding. The next episode's a filler.
So it's basically the blue balls of anime.
Yes! Yes! I got excited and they're not gratifying me! I might enjoy this if not for the pain!
You see,
I can't believe you came up with that, by the way.
No, you're welcome.
That is awesome.
Now, I gotta say, I was watching the anime, first 26 episodes, I was really getting into it.
Yeah.
And then it got to the arc where they had to save Rukia from being sentenced to death.
That actually gets better. It starts out slow.
I got to the end of it.
Oh, really?
But I just didn't feel it satisfied me the way it should have satisfied. Like, there were just parts of it that could have, like, been cut down.
There are parts that could have done better, but overall, considering the situation the characters were in, I thought it flowed well. As a story, it could have been done better. As a living entity, because, as I've said before, when I watch something, I like to get lost in it. I like to be there watching it, not sitting watching something. Mm-hmm. And I found that some of the slow parts were very appropriate considering what was going on, who was there, yada yada. Like the stare down between Ichigo and, oh my god, what's Crazy's name? Ridiculous Ryatsu, bells in his hair, only has, he has an eye patch over one eye.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, his sword is never in its released form because he doesn't know its name, nor does he care.
Let's just call him Mr. Crazy Pirate.
Kenchan. That's what, I forget his full name, but it's...
Is that the one with the cute little,
Yes, she always calls him Kenchan, that's how Kenchan. I remembered. Because I have another friend named Ken. Like, the stare down there was totally appropriate when you consider the characters. It slowed it down a bit, but he's like, I'm waiting for a good fight, you're gonna have to make the first move. And Ichigo's like, oh my god! This is the most powerful thing I've been exposed to. And he's smiling. I don't know how to react to this. Okay, I'm gonna fight him. Ha! Dink! Why didn't it cut? What do you mean you dulled it with your soul pressure? What? What? Okay, I'm learning, but what? Crap. I'm in a fight I should not be able to win. Hey, Zangetsu! Zangetsu, I need your help! For those who don't know, Zangetsu is actually the name of his Zanpakuto.
Yeah.
Its physical form is that of an elderly gentleman in sunglasses and a black trench coat.
And just as long Ichigo, as it's not
Ichigo,
Excalibur.
Bucket! Anyways. Ichigo always refers to him as, hey, old man. He never talks to Zangetsu by name. Mm-hmm. And Zangetsu doesn't actually seem to mind. Mm-hmm. Which, I'm kind of sad because I was curious as to how much longer this filler season was going to last.
Yeah.
So I jumped over to the internet and, you know, Bleach episode guide. I'm on, Control F, the episode I'm on. I've got another 7 episodes before I'm caught up with what's out with the episode guide, at least.
Yeah.
Which means 7 more episodes of filler. And yeah. I believe it's next episode, Zangetsu's going to turn into an enemy.
Ooh.
Again, there's some Zanpakuto who, he gives his name, unless I'm forgetting something, we're not actually familiar with his name. I'm seriously wondering if he's Kenchan's sword, which would explain the general animosity towards Shinigami. Mm. Because Ken's just like, yeah, I don't care. I fight by my strength and my strength alone. I don't even want to talk to my sword. There's some thing or someone that's freeing Zanpakuto from their sword forms, thus depriving Shinigami of the powers wrought through their blades. So it would appear that they're not joining willingly so much as being mentally controlled into thinking they're joining willingly. Because Rukia's sword attacks her, and, you know, Rukia decides, okay, if you hate us this much, I'm going to let you go. I didn't realize that I was causing this. I thought we were fighting together as one. I've always thought of you as part of me, not as controlled by me. So, blah, 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 epic battle, kaboom, both go flying in opposite directions, and her sword goes, oh my god, is she actually Leika? No! And starts reaching out towards Rukia and Musami, the unknown Zanpakuto, who we don't know who he belongs to, reaches out, grabs Rukia's sword by the wrist, and goes, you're not ready to die, are you? So he stopped her from patching up her differences with Rukia.
Yeah.
Which implies that he's manipulating them, whether it's on a psychological level or a supernatural level. I don't know, because I'm literally one or two episodes into this particular story arc only. Actually, sorry, I'm three. Okay. Episode 230, 231, 232. It's so far, according to the three episode lists I looked at, there's only 239 episodes out so far.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, I only have another seven more. When this story arc ends, I do plan on coming back and reviewing it as a separate entity, as its own story arc, separate from the one it's interrupting, and ignoring the fact that it's very obviously filler, because I do believe that when done properly, filler can be good. It's just filler is very rarely done properly, because by its nature, it's, oh god, we don't have anything, we're BSing it on the spot.
Yeah.
And sometimes BSing it on the spot works. Not all the time, not usually, but
Naruto
does not work in Naruto.
Does not work at all.
Oh god. Filler killed Naruto. I actually haven't finished watching Naruto.
I stopped watching it. I refused to watch it.
I jumped over to the episode. I jumped over to the episode list because I realized that the episodes I was watching had nothing to do with the storyline. Mm-hmm. I realized that a while ago, actually. I was thinking, you know, maybe a little bit of filler and I'll jump in. Filler.
Over 100 episodes.
It is not. I actually finished the story arc of Naruto, and all that was left for me was pure filler. So I just jumped over to Shippuden. And then I just kind of lost time and haven't gone back to watching it, which is okay, because it feels like every fifth episode thereabouts is filler.
Yeah.
It's like storyline, filler, story, filler. And I'm just like, it's good, but it's my interest in it's really diminished because of how much filler there is. And that's one of the reasons I love Eden of the East. That's one of the reasons I love some of the other things I've seen. Because, like, Escaflowne. I love Escaflowne. It drags at some parts, but it's because characters are interacting.
And I gotta admit, the movie version was kind of
God. The movie version was completely and utterly different, but awesome. Like, the movie version was the action-adventure version of Escaflowne, which is very much a drama romance with some action adventure mixed in.
Mm.
But that Escaflowne, for the record, is the anime that got me hooked on anime. It is the reason I'm into anime. It was my first exposure because I didn't know Pokemon was anime. To be quite honest, Pokemon would not have hooked me.
Right.
But I love Escaflowne. It lasted one season.
For me, it was Outlaw Star that hooked me into anime.
Oh, nice. I still haven't seen that.
That's a great show. It's kind of it's got that sort of Cowboy Bebop feel to it, but it's got just one long, definitive storyline.
Yeah, but as I was saying before I got sidetracked, one of the things I love about Escaflowne, about Eden of the East, about so many other things we've reviewed and we've seen in Anime Club and stuff, like also Kenichi, it's got a storyline, it sticks to the storyline, and then it ends.
Yes.
It's got a beginning, it's got a middle, even if the middle's not easily defined, and it's got a end, even if the end is, in the case of Eden of the East, we're still waiting on it.
Yes.
Eden of the East is going to end with two movies. But it's not going to drag on. It's we've left you with an uber cliffhanger, we're going to fill out most of it with one movie, and then we're going to finish it off with the second movie. And that's going to be the end of it. There's going to be a clear cut, as opposed to Naruto, as opposed to Bleach, which it's, okay, we finished a story arc, some other catastrophe happened, and there's a brand new story arc.
Yes.
I mean, the Naruto series has the overwhelming arc of Naruto wants to be the best, he wants to be the next Hokage.
Yep.
But that is such a loose story arc, you could do literally anything with it.
Right. It's like, I'm going to be king of the world one of these days, and that could drag for 20 years.
that could drag till his deathbed and have him never accomplish it. Whereas...
I just wanted to be king.
Whereas Escaflowne, it had a beginning, it had a psychotic middle, and then it ended. It was up in the air. They could have made a second, but they finished the story arc. I hope they don't make a second, because I'm afraid that it'll suck. Which is a shame, because I like it when an anime goes out good. It goes out, and you say, I wish there was another one. I'm going to keep rewatching this, as opposed to where it drags out, and you're like, oh god, please don't make another one, please don't make another one, please don't make another one.
Like all the mole fan service anime that has been coming out for the past year, they have been getting second season after second season after second season.
Yeah.
I'm hating. I'm sorry.
Too much fan service. I'm sorry. I'm a guy, but I'm a guy. I like a well-figured girl. I like a well-figured anime girl, because they're very rarely not well-figured. As well as they defy gravity and some other laws I'm not a big fan of. Like aging. I'm sorry. Some people age better than others. Anime characters age the best. Because they're drawn. They look however you want them to.
Yep.
That said, fan service is great in small quantities as fan service. Not as...
a whole story arc.
You've been keeping up with Needless, right?
Yep.
Where the two pretty girl members, the two groups of the pretty girl squad. Oh my god, that episode was good. And then they had the fan service moments, which
kind of ruined it.
Yeah, like seriously, I would have given that episode a 4 out of 5, 4.5 out of 5. But because of the fan service, I'm not willing to give it more than a 3.5.
I was gonna say the same
thing. The episode before that, as a separate, as an entity separate from the fan service, the storyline, the action, everything that was going on, the interactions were awesome. That was a total 4.5. The fan service brought that one down to a 3.
I would say more of a 2 for me.
No, because they were really, because while there was gratuitous amounts of fan service, they were good about keeping it more subtle.
Okay.
Like, one of the girls ends up naked, and she's not just standing there with arbitrary clouds and crap. She's actually embarrassed and covering herself. That shows that she does have a conscience. She is a real person who is... we're getting fan service because of the situation, but she's not...
happy about it.
She's not a total whore about it.
Right.
So, it gets bonus props for that.
Yes.
But it was just so excessive that I was appalled.
I was.
I've had high hopes for this series since the beginning. And the longer it goes, the more nervous I'm getting about it.
Same here.
The storyline I have high hopes for, but... yeah, I know it's going over. The storyline I've got high hopes for, but... they really need to tone the hell down on the fan service.
Right.
And I see we're running out of time, so should I go get them? Hey, guys! Get your bastardly asses in here for goodbye! Yes, I make up new words when yelling at people.
So we're just wrapping up right here on this week's episode of the Boss and Bass Brigade.
Please wrap it up so we, you know, there's no babies. No need babies.
We are now 18 minutes over. The 1 hour mark.
Well, I mean, that's pretty good considering.
All right, so if you want to check us out, check out our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com. Hook us up on the email at thebastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Or any of their first names at BostonBastardBrigade.com or my last name.
Check out our MySpace and Facebook.
Send us a list of any music, anime, books, movies, whatever you want to review.
Anything.
If you are an aspiring artist, we want to hear from you. If you know an artist, we want to hear from you. If you're listening, we want to hear from you. Even if it's just, hey, I love the show, I'm listening. We want to know who our fan
base is. They call it feedback for a reason, because it feeds us.
It feeds our egos. Yeah, and our egos are good.
We know that Shades and King Baby Duck eat the feedback for a while. You know, me and Blue, you know, we eating too much.
Yeah.
Along with that,
thank you, Abigail.
If you don't comment, I will find you, and I will take the baseball bat to you.
We'll call Eli Roth, and he'll come and do it. All
right, that one I'll go with.
He is a friend of ours on MySpace. He sent us a request.
Until next time, boys and girls, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Shades Black Flame.
Blue Luonic.
Who am I? Oh, I'm Anvil!
Yeah, you're the guy we hit a lot.
Hey!
With hammers.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a...
never mind. You're not allowed to dodge. He's an anvil.
Okay. Hey. My other anvil's at home right now.
Okay.
Literally, I got one in this bow.
Nice.
I got it from England.
Just for having it?
Just for having it.
That's awesome.
It's an original Sheffield from England.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey,
we love you all. Peace out.
See you around.
We are the Bastards.
Sayonara.
Woo!